My name is Elva. This is the Nonprofit Spotlight, and joining me today is Kate Green, Executive Director of Mocha Tucson. Kate, welcome to KXCI and to Tucson.
Thank you so much, Elva. It's great to be here.
You are fairly new to Mocha as the Executive Director. What is your vision for Mocha Tucson?
Mocha has an inspiring mission and vision already. Mocha inspires new ways of thinking through the cultivation, exhibition, and interpretation of contemporary art. And one of the things that really struck me as I thought about Mocha moving forward is how we kind of drill down on that. Using our exhibitions and our programs and our residency and our location, and then thinking about how we can advance ways of thinking for our audiences about applying new solutions to thinking about today and tomorrow through contemporary art. You know, that's there, that I inherited this amazing core foundation. And then I've been talking to other partners across the city and stakeholders and staff, and a couple of things became really clear to me that is driving our vision moving forward. And one of those is our location. You know, what an incredible location, this historic building, old fire station, as many of your listeners know. And how can we renovate that building to be better suited to what we're doing? And also, how can it be a beacon for our corner of downtown? We're thinking about that a lot.
So, Kate, it sounds like you're re-envisioning what Mocha can be. And I know you have experience working in the Borderlands area. It sounds like an exciting, maybe a new direction for Mocha Tucson. Can you talk about what you've got planned for this upcoming year?
Mocha already has this amazing foundation, and we are building a kind of new momentum with that foundation. Upcoming this year, we are expanding our education programs, a really ambitious slate of exhibitions coming up, and a re-envisioning of our residency program that can inform dialogue about the borderlands. So really allowing Mocha and Tucson to play a lead role in thinking critically about the borderlands. And I'm really excited about our exhibition we have coming up that kind of brings all of these things together. It's driven by a couple of LA artists, Rafa Barza and Timo Fowler. The show is going to be working with UA students and faculty. The artists themselves work with Adobe and oftentimes work sculpturally, performatively, interactive sculpture using Adobe. And the exhibition itself, which really looks at the borderlands from a new lens and thinking about the idea of biomimicry and how there are strategies in our landscape for adapting to the environment and thinking about how we can apply those strategies to human problem. It will involve an array of public programming. It will have a reader, so text that will have a visual component at UA, the Grossman Gallery, and then also at Mocha.
Well, it sounds like you've got many exciting collaborations and exhibits and programs coming up for Mocha in this next year. Kate, how can folks find out more information about what's happening at Mocha Tucson?
Follow us on Instagram and check us out on Facebook. And then, of course, you can always go to our website, mocha-tucson.org. We're also, I would encourage folks to come out to the amazing exhibition we have on view right now, which features artists connected to the borderlands and Tucson called Working From Home. So it really, it's new commissions, putting money in the hands of artists and two poets. We have our bay doors open, so tons of air circulating. We have protocols in place and it's a safe environment.
That's great. Sounds like a timely exhibit. My name is Elva, and I've been joined by Kate Green, Executive Director of Mocha Tucson, on the Nonprofit Spotlight. Kate, thanks so much for joining me on KXCI today.
Thanks so much, Elva.
Support for the Nonprofit Spotlight is provided by the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona. For almost 40 years, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has worked with individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits to create a stronger community, connecting people with causes and transforming the vision for our community into meaningful charitable impact, inspiring donors now and forever. More information at cfsaz.org or 777-0800.